Confidential podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, Sherry and Jenny are out at The View, and Rosie could be back, just might need to be finalized. Sammy and Kate team up on Days of Our Lives. Billy and Chelsea have sex on The Young and the Restless. Rafe goes on the run and ends up in a crash on General Hospital. Quinn goes crazy on The Bold and the Beautiful. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
What's up?
We had a wonderful 4th. Did you have one?
No, I sit around with some sparklers shooting them in my living room trying to see if I could set a fire in the name of Yankee, Doodle, and Dandy. What'd you do for the 4th?
Not that. Played with some sparklers, but those are different type.
Really?
Mel?
Hey, Luke. There's so many things you could just say and just open it right on up. Oh, open that up. That's good. Okay, keep going.
Jillian, welcome.
Let's go crazy. I wanted to say that so bad when you were talking about Quinn. Oh.
And Reagan, welcome.
Hello.
Well, let's dive into things. First, let's talk about The View. Sherry Shepherd and Jenny McCarthy are out. Not particularly sad to see either of them go, but what I am excited about is this report that Rosie O'Donnell is on her way back.
Is that Ronald McDonald's daughter?
Well, never mind. I won't go there. Jillian, what are your thoughts?
This is going to be good. Rosie was good TV. She brought the ratings on there. She's going to play well with Whoopi. And, you know, if Rosie goes off the rails, Whoopi will pull her ass over. I'm like, wait a minute now, girl. So it's going to be good. They both have similarities on views and stuff, but Whoopi isn't a conspiracy theorist like Rosie is. So it's going to be interesting. I just want to know who the quote-unquote conservative will be, who they're trying to get. I want, you know,
the report of Sarah Palin like angling, like teasing that she wants the job, as much as that would be never going to happen, just the thought of Whoopi versus Rosie would be must see TV.
Whoopi versus Rosie? Oh, you mean Whoopi Rosie versus Palin?
Yeah, Rosie versus Palin,
That would be good TV, but it wouldn't be fair TV. Even if Rosie wasn't coming back, Whoopi would slay it. Even if Whoopi was in there, Rosie would slay it. So that would, I mean, it would be good TV, but it wouldn't be a fair fight. It would be like you going to a Crips shootout with, like, a bow and arrow. It just ain't gonna happen. You just gonna get slayed.
Jamie, what are your thoughts?
I could care less. They ought to cancel The View. They didn't give All My Children and One Life to Live this many reprieves. I mean, this would be the equivalent of them firing Rebecca Budig, Cameron, Alicia, and Torsten all in the last year with
and
only
then
Susan.
Lucci saying, I'm retiring. Like, she's
And then they're going to keep the show on. It's like, cut this sucker and let it float out. No, they need to. This is what they need to do. They need to burn The View in effigy. They need to they need to go to Madame Tussauds and get that Barbara Walters wax figurine and set it on fire and push it out into the freaking ocean off the Hamptons.
Now, I just thought of something since you mentioned, you know, ABC and All My Children. Now, this came to my mind. What if, like, let's just say,
hypothetically.
Yeah, I doubt ABC is doing this, but what if they're just keeping The View on until, like, I guess they settle with Prospect Park and then they
they're
settle.
Not.
Yeah, no, that would have been a good idea.
No, they ain't thinking about them shows. I mean, I would love to see scripted come back to daytime. I mean, I'd love to see them do a scripted romantic comedy or something like that, or, you know, a serialized comedy. Who knows, just something unique and fresh. But I'm over rebooting All My Children and One Life to Live. But I will say, I don't think that The View should keep getting all these freaking reboots. It's like Jenny McCarthy was a reboot. You know, screw The View. It's not, and Whoopi is not that much of a lightning rod. She looks asleep half the time.
She is asleep half the time.
I'm just like, cut this shit. Maybe Whoopi can go play the caterpillar on Once Upon a Time.
And that's the thing with Whoopi or with Rosie coming back. Why do they even need Whoopi?
And Rosie's last show, everybody's all, "Oh, this is a game changer."
Remember the only reason it's a game changer is where's Elizabeth?
Remember, now she, well, I agree with him on that because without Elizabeth.
I mean, there's a reason why Rosie was a success, and that's because she had a really vocal
counterpoint. I mean, Oprah told me to tell ABC Rosie can't save y'all because she was getting 300,000 viewers on OWN.
You know who should be a good, I just thought about, I've been saying it on Twitter. They will get a 2-for-1 deal if they bring that stupid Rachel Campos Duffy on. She's a Latina and she's also a conservative.
Star Jones. Look, next it'll be Star Jones. She'll be marrying some other closeted man. The best hits of The View. She'll come back with her wedding.
Rose. Well, you know, they said they want her back too.
Plus, there's a Democrat in the White House, so Rosie's not going to be that much fun. What's she going to yell about? I mean, I'm tired of The View.
Mel or Reagan, do either of you have an opinion about it?
Not really. I mean, I think its appeals process have been long exhausted. I'm with Jamie. Kick it to the curb.
So, flip the switch. Not talk about Jenny McCarthy on Twitter talking about, if Sherry goes, I go. Like,
I'm like, bitch, if you had said this about Whoopi, yes. But who are you? Or no, fuck that. If this was Whoopi saying, if Sherry goes, then I go too, then I'd be like, oh, shit, The View about to get slaughtered. Ain't nobody going to be on that table. But Sherry, I'm like, give me a break, girl. And what did we say, Luke? We told you Jenny sucked. Someone in the know has told me that Jenny she did not test well with them groups, that she
She was terrible.
No. What do we say, Luke? She was not terrible. There you go. She
Jenny McCarthy gets to blow one of the new kids on the block.
So,
I think she's a cool chick because if she makes Donnie Wahlberg go,
I knew he was going to do it. I knew it. I knew he just wanted a chance to sing.
I'm a fan.
She didn't test well.
To my 8th grade teen dances, please don't go, girl.
Oh, whatever. She didn't test well, and I heard that Sherry started to cool with the audience. That the audience was like, go take your world as flat self out of here.
Exactly. If she wouldn't say stuff like, I don't know if the world is round, maybe we'd pay attention to you more, Sherry.
What happened with them trying to add men to the panel? Where did that idea go?
Does anybody really want to see Ross the intern on there? No.
I don't.
I
like Ross too, but I don't want to see him 5 days a week on The View.
The current crew ain't working. Why not?
Mario Cantone, they've always tossed his name around because he's always on there, you know. But Whoopi went on Watch What Happens Live when Andy was like, you know, who are you guys going to bring on there before this whole meltdown happened? He was like, would you bring a male? And she was like, no, I don't think we need a male. Whoopi's been vocal about that, but it's like, you ain't a
If they give Whoopi some weed brownies, she'll pass out and they can bring Mario Cantone and Regis and everybody else.
They're just basically paying Whoopi to do nothing.
I love
and with Rosie
I'm
there.
A longtime fan of Whoopi, but
exactly.
Her doing The View, I wish she would leave because she was a really great actress. And
yeah,
we don't have a lot of really great black actresses doing a lot of stuff with that kind of clout.
You're not the only one because people have asked her over and over and over again. Oprah asked her. She was like, why are you on The View? Like, I was like, damn, you just shaded your mentor, ho. She was like, why are you on The View? And Whoopi said, because they were the only people that wanted to hire me. She said, you think about it and go look about it. She said, no one wanted to hire her. No one wanted to give her a job.
After she kind of went through her you know, action comedy phase. I could see that. But now she's at the matriarch phase. Go give Felicia Rashad a run for the her money. I mean, play some of the moms in some of these baggage claims. And
yes, and
Seven
make her,
can play at that game. And, two,
and make her fix herself up when she does
that. What's that movie, Two Man or the... Think like Two and Three and Four Men or whatever. I mean, yeah. She can play the mom in some of that. Felicia Rashad and Jennifer Lewis can't play the mom for all the black.
Oh, I love those two bitches in there, but Whoopi, see, they will dress up. They will tell them, look, y'all have us better get fresh.
They've glammed Whoopi up for movies, though. She was kind of glam.
She looked good on Glee,
what
too.
What was that, Sarah? Not what's the one where she's with Ray Liotta, Corina Carita?
Carina.
Look, my cousins make me watch all that shit, whatever. It's Carita, Carita, Serafina. I said, I'm not going to look at Whoopi playing a maid again, y'all.
Look so, how long ago that was, in the 1990s, in the 2000s.
Did Terry McMillan's Lifetime.
Flap sack.
Lifetime is becoming BET. Whoopi can play
sack. Listen, she needs to lay off the pipe and care a little bit. That's her problem.
Because at one point, Whoopi was making $12 million a movie, so she stacked her cheddar. Sherry got to get a job, though, because them trifling-ass husband the IRS and the child welfare are going to be at her front door. When are you planning to get a job? You going to pay for this egg? You know, and what is that going to say, you know... This is going to be a huge legal debate in terms of surrogacy, because they entered into an agreement together to have that surrogate baby, and now Sherry is like, I'm terminating all my rights. I don't want any claim to that baby.
I said it all. She's being, you know, I told people, and you know, some people tried it. They were like, you mean her lawyer smart? I said, she's smart with this because in California, where he filed, she will have to take care of that child because they see the rights of the quote unquote surrogate and the egg and all that stuff. In Jersey, however, they're like, that's your egg, baby.
See,
bro.
And that's the thing. The law has not caught up with these modern families. And it's like, I feel bad for the kid because, you know,
didn't he file for full custody of the unborn kid? So right, he wants full custody, but he wanted her to pay for it anyway.
He wanted her to have visitation rights so he can get that check.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because I mean, and it, she says it's a con. But, you know, this is my thing about Sherry. And anybody who is with any faith, I'm not trying to dog her faith on this, but anybody who is with any faith, you know, can make this bad decisions. But she loved to get on there and talk about being a Christian. And, you know, even when she quit The View, it was like, the Bible says
the
that
number seven
is the perfect year of completion. Girl, you quit because your contract negotiations fell through. You didn't quit because the Bible is seven is the perfect year of completion in the Bible. Did you get up on a cross and die at 33? Because that's what Jesus did? No. You know, people kill me, and she talking out like some televangelist when she said it. I'm like, my grandmother said, and it's in the Bible, you really know what kind of a Christian you are, or whatever, Buddhist you are, whatever, by the fruit you bear in your faith. Well, you done had two rot gut men that have tried to destroy your life after y'all break up. Maybe you need to read that Bible again and figure out. Maybe you ain't praying to God. Maybe you praying to Pluto from
maybe
the Disney
she
Channel.
Needs- Maybe she needs to do a Google check like I did, because when I heard she was with this Sal, and she's like, he's a television writer, I was happy for her. I'm like, oh, she has someone who is in the business, who understands the schedule. I Googled him, and I was like, what is, it was like some, like, Rodney was his show. I'm like, what the hell was Rodney?
And
when
I looks like he would open his coat and try to sell you
some baloney out of there.
At the mall. Hey, cuz, how you doing? You got
what kind of malls earrings do you go to?
Some pretty earrings for your old lady. You want some?
He's also a scabber, Jamie. He's a scabber. He tried to do that shit during the writer's strike.
What did he write for? He wrote for
Rodney, and you know, he did that during the writer's strike, and you know what the
Rodney King had a show.
No, he wrote for this show called Rodney. This was during the writer's strike. obviously it didn't go nowhere because I didn't hear about it. Nobody did. And when the writer's strike was over, you know they was like, not no, but hell no.
Look, ABC can fix two problems with this Sherry Shepherd situation. They keep getting flack because they've never had a bachelor, a bachelorette of color. They want to keep her in the family. Make Sherry Shepherd the new bachelorette. The sassy black bachelorette. There you go. Hey, y'all. Coming soon to ABC. It's the...
Oh. And it actually fixes three problems. They get flack for not ever having anybody of color. Anybody that's got a little bit of a figure to them.
Yeah.
Fixes lots of problems for ABC.
Sherry Shepherd out there. They can get the her diabetes medicine can be a sponsor. Brought to you by
the people who make the show.
Okay. Let's talk about Days of Our Lives. Earlier, Jillian mentioned two bitches she's in love with. Two bitches I'm in love with this week on Days of Our Lives are Kate and Sammy as they're teaming up to take down Stefano and EJ.
Lord.
Jamie, what are your thoughts on Days of Our Lives and these two wonderful bitches? I can't, watching them, it's like, no, Sammy cannot leave. Sammy cannot leave. Sammy cannot leave.
Well,
what are your thoughts?
I've been ranting and raving about how the Young and the Restless needs to stop being this plebeian poor man's common soap and get back to its lush business stories. At Days of Our Lives, which at its core was always a more plebeian poor man common soap, is giving me juicy business stories. It's like it's opposite.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean,
well, between that and like having Eric go and like talk to John about like teaming up
Eric?
In business,
oh,
that
you
was
mean
not
rest,
Eric,
oh.
That was Brady.
That's like
Eric's business is Jesus. Well, not anymore. But no.
Oh, he's getting back in the Jesus business.
I hope
business,
not.
Supposedly.
But yeah, no, I love that. I mean, that is such a well thought out Days of Our Lives storyline. I mean, that is a Young and the Restless storyline. That's a Bill Bell storyline. To get back at her cheating husband, she sets him up on tax evasion charges. Meanwhile, Kate sets Stefano up on tax evasion charges. They both get their significant others to sign
proxies.
Over the proxies to their shares to them, and then they use it to oust them from DeMere Enterprises.
Now, and see,
it's great.
As you're saying it, just imagine if that was Victor and Jack on The Young and the Restless.
Well, I don't have to imagine it because it's very similar except for the tax evasion. That is how Jack Abbott, Michael Baldwin, Diane Jenkins, and Brad Carlton
use
the control of Jabot.
Watching that today, I'm talking about if that was on Y&R today.
No, but what I'm saying is that Y&R set the standard for that type of storytelling, you know, years ago, and it's just, I mean, Days of Our Lives, which doesn't even have any sex, and that's the thing about it, you know, they're doing it all, you know, and that's the thing, when a story is there, Martha Byrne said this best, that when the story is there, all you need is a cardboard table and two walls. She's Martha, if you're listening, I'm paraphrasing you, but she's right, because Days doesn't have any fancy boardroom sets. Sammy and Kate are scheming in the park, just like Y&R has to use their all-purpose park for a lot, but it's all about the story. Days, their story is on point. Sammy is in her element. Kate is in her element. It's just, and EJ is none the wiser because he thinks, oh, Sammy, you know, my beloved, I finally married you. And Sammy got everything. Sammy got in there. She got the evidence that Will shot EJ. She got the evidence that he and Kate and Gabby tried to kill Nick. She got everything EJ was holding on her. And it's like, she said, oh, I guess you were holding this for a rainy day. Too bad, darling, because it's about to storm.
Oh my God.
Days is killing me softly. And then you got Eve Donovan, you know, coming back into town, and she gets her own porn theme song. You know, every time she walks up to a guy.
In that kitchenette. Oh.
I'm like, this is my soap opera again. I mean, some people, you know, that's, everything is subjective, because I saw somebody writing about Days is so boring, you know. I was like, what?
What Days watching?
So, yeah, I mean, it's killer. I mean, it's killer.
Oh,
Now,
I tell you, I have a Sophie's choice with Days, because, you know, Days comes on at 1 here, and then at 1:30, what comes on? The Bold and the Beautiful. It's like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? Why? And on the other hand, I'm just like, oh, why won't you get off? Why won't you get off? Like, when 1 o'clock hits, I'm like, later, sucker. I'm not even trying to sit there and watch it, because Days is giving me life. Sammy just going ham sandwich on EJ. Let them know, yeah, I was there when you did her. I was like, oh my God.
Did Days, that happen today?
Well, I think it happened. Did it happen today?
I don't think that's happened yet. But well,
the previews. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Days is just so damn good.
And in the previews, they also have Sammy with Kate, or with Abby.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, Jennifer. I can't wait to see that, because, you know, that's going to be good stuff. Abigail, and, you know, they set the tone for that previously by having Abigail sniffing around Austin. She's going to learn to keep away from a Brady sister's husband. She is going to learn
today.
Carrie may not have taught her the right way.
Carrie taught her, because Carrie gave her the five-finger hello. Pop!
Well, I know, but apparently that wasn't a good enough lesson.
No,
To be fair,
a slap would be enough to make you stay away from Austin, but EJ, you might need your ass kicked to stay away from this one.
Yeah, and that's Carrie. Carrie, you know, since she don't know you like that, she'll give you a slap. If you were Sammy, she'd punch the shit out of you. Sammy, on the other hand, Sammy ain't gonna give you
Christy Clark was on the show, because this would be one moment for Carrie and Sammy to put their differences aside and be like, oh, so this trick tried to screw your husband too, or screwed your husband too, and then just tag team her. But yeah,
you know, and for Jennifer to be like, Carrie, how could you? And for Carrie to be like, no, bitch, how could your daughter do it again?
Good thing, because Jennifer, that's one through line with Jennifer that they pretty much kept intact. Jennifer has never been slutty, ever. You know, she's never been the one to stray. She's, you know, she's had two guys fighting over her, but, you know, most of her, like, she didn't sleep with Frankie when they were kids. Jack was her first time, and that was on the cruise of deception. So, you know, Jennifer never really did anything adulterous, you know, Jennifer the character. But, you know.
It's hot outside, and we just found a giant tree.
To see her have to realize my daughter is a filthy, godless, hoe-wrecking slut.
And so here's a question for you. Does Eve have a normal enough accent for you, or is it a little bit too southern?
No, Cassie is working overtime to keep that twang in check.
Yeah.
Should I have accent?
She is barely, you know, I wonder how long she'll hold off, though, because, you know, she tried to keep her accent at bay on God and Light when she first started.
Yeah, that shit came flying out like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, she finally said, screw it. So I'm wondering how long Eve is going to sound this cosmopolitan.
She better keep a job. She better keep that twang out.
Right now, Eve is doing this whole, like, toying with Jennifer like a cat holding a mouse up by the tail. When she really gets mad at her, though, that's when we'll hear
Mel, just how crazy is Quinn on The Bold and the Beautiful?
Y'all, this woman, Quinn made a replica of that little cocktail sword that all the Spitz men wear, because I hate that damn thing and I wish they would
sword
burn it.
The stone.
Whatever.
You say cocktail sword, and I think cocktail weenies.
Yeah, that's what I call a cocktail weenie. Who knows, child? Anyways, so she made a replica, but she made a bigger replica of it. And she got the idea that she was going to put it into Liam once and for all, y'all. Quinn went over there, and she tried to stab Liam in the throat with this sword.
See, that's a G right there. You know, most bitches will stab you in the side, the back, or something. Mm-hmm. That bitch went for the neck.
She wasn't playing, okay? It was not a game. Y'all, I love me a good soap psycho. And Quinn was doing it for me this week. I was standing at the screen like, do it! Stab him! Stab him! That makes me an awful person, but it was hysterical.
No.
It was great. I loved it. We need more soap cycles, good cycles, not bad cycles. But anyways, It was good. I loved it. And of course, you know, Wyatt has to come in and interrupt and break it up. He's like, what are you doing, Mom? You're crazy. You have to stop. I'm like, shut up, Wyatt. Let us stab him.
Oh, but Darren Brooks so got good. His
Emmy scenes.
Yeah, he was good.
His next outstanding supporting actor, Emmy, because that broke my heart. Because I never knew, you know, I guess they kind of kept that at bay. I'm like, oh, so she been crazy. The poor baby. And I said, oh, you know how that is, because all of us went to school with kids who had that crazy mama. You know, they'd be biting her hair and stuff and barking like a dog.
What school did you go to?
That's right.
I'm from the South. Remember, we don't...
What's in the school?
You need to watch Designing Women. In the South, we don't put our crazy people away. We keep them right downstairs in the living room.
And I went to school in the South, too, and I didn't meet anybody like that.
You didn't live in the South long, though. I grew up in the South. And crazy people, you were liable to see a mama come into school barking like a dog sometimes.
Well, you're not gonna be one.
We had one down my street. This woman, she barked at the moon, you know, used to bark like a dog. And my grandmother... Now, of course, adult rational Jamie realizes that woman probably had schizophrenia. But Jamie's grandmother told him at 7, the reason that woman barked like a dog like that is because on account that she was sleeping with some other woman's husband, and that woman went down there to Louisiana and got some voodoo and put on her. So I thought all of my young days that woman had a hex on her because she was sleeping with somebody's husband.
Reagan, what did you think of Quinn this week?
She was sleeping with somebody's husband. Look, Brooke,
I would know. I love a good psycho any day. You just always have to wonder too, man, how far are they going to take her psycho? Because sometimes you wonder if they can bring her back. How are you going to bring her back? Because you don't even.
Bring her back. Sheila Carter, what time Stephanie walked into little Thomas's nursery and Sheila was in there holding him. And Stephanie was like, Sheila, what are you doing? Hello, Stephanie. It would be terrible if I have to smush this baby's head. Don't leave my husband alone. And Stephanie, now Reagan, did you ever get to see Stephanie? You saw what a battle axe Stephanie was.
Yeah.
And it went right over there to Ian Buchanan and said, I can't see you no more. Don't talk to me. She gonna smush my grandbaby head to the white meat.
Nobody scares Stephanie, what the hell is her last name? Stephanie Douglas Forster. But Sheila Carter, Sheila said, you keep throwing that dust his way. See what happens. Stephanie was like, I got to go. Mm-mm.
Why was even going, why would you think I'd want you to kill my brother? And she's going, because even if I was gone, you'd still have hope. She's trying to rationalize murder. Like, what are they going to do next?
And hope really isn't worth it, is
no,
she?
Hell no, that girl ain't worth it.
No, she's not. She gets on my nerve, you trifling scuzzball.
Hope is one character that deserves to die at the hand of a serial killer.
Kill her, I would be all for it. I would be like Mel, stab her! Go ahead! Drive her in!
This would be like the Red Wedding on Game of Thrones.
Hope is the last California soap blood I have left. I don't have Eden anymore. I don't have Kelly.
Oh, Jesus. Shut up.
Have is Hope and
you have Brooke, though. That might she
with
might
their
actually
flaxen hair blowing in the wind. I just need that. Soap opera cannot exist if there's not one set in California with a blonde's hair.
How did you like
have Brooke? I mean, she uses the box dyes, but you have Brooke.
Wait, hold up. You trying to be funny? And no, don't you come for Brooke, because we'll send you back, bitch. Oh, wait a minute. You say you need a California blonde. So how did you like GH under Guza? Because he was like blonde schmond. I want a brunette.
Well, yeah, you
well,
should
that's
have
not a California. GH is not a California set.
Okay, so that's the technicality there.
I need my Santa Barbara, my Bold and the Beautiful, my Sunset Beach to have at least one blonde. Okay. Remember, Sunset Beach had that one.
Olivia's daughter.
Name, Caitlin.
Yeah.
And she and her mama was pregnant by Eddie Cibrian at the same time. That's going to be Leanne Rimes' reality show plot.
And then Francesca came along.
One of the girls from Sunset Beach, she is a hard copy. And she is like forever going to people's houses. Her name is Lisa somebody. Lisa Guerrero. And I was like, ain't that Alpha from Sunset Beach? She be all hard copy trying to tell people, why you selling this fake fur?
I'm like, hard copy?
She on some one of them shows. Hard copy of Current Affair. Let me find
it. Well, it's not a current affair. Shut up.
Lisa Guerrero. What's that hooker name? What's your name, hooker? Lisa Guerrero.
Google worked for him.
She is.
Hard copy is canceled, you moron.
What's she on? She don't tell it in her byline. She talking about I chase bad guys for a living on TV. Told y'all! She on some show where she just show up
and be that hard copy.
You selling them fake cupcakes! Tell me! On national TV! I would tell her.
Inside Edition. Shut up.
Inside Edition. One of them. There she go.
There's a big difference between Inside
Look,
Edition.
Look, she's still thinking about Sunset Beach. Her Twitter profile, she got a picture of Sunset Beach up. She missing it. Somebody cast her so she can quit harassing small business owners.
She will be the new Chelsea if it's why if it's online at all. You know how they cast.
No.
See, y'all know I'm right. Y'all know I'm right.
She could be Isabella. Is she Hispanic? Guerrero?
No, Florencia Lozano.
Yeah, you know I want her, Belle. But you know, Flolo ain't moving to the coast, I don't believe.
I don't want Flolo on that show because they will waste.
I need her back on my
television. I want her on YNR too.
I have Maura West on my television. I have M. Ryland on my television. This last week, I realized how fantastic it is to have Eileen Kristen on. I hadn't realized how much I missed her, but her as returning as Delia has been a blast.
If Luke was a development executive, Constance Towers would be the most sought-after actress of the pilot season.
Oh, my God.
Now is it a reboot of Baywatch? Constance Towers as Mama Jo in a reboot of Soul Food.
You see her rolling down the beach. I'll be there. Everybody else rolls.
And the guy who plays Simon from World Turns will be David Hasselhoff.
That's
dream soap opera. And M. Ryland is their daughter.
Mel, what did you think of Deacon and what his antics as of late?
Deacon plotting, you know, as usual, as well, from what I understand on this show. So I'm interested to see. I do want him to team up with Quinn, who unfortunately admitted herself to the mental institution on today's Bold and the Beautiful. But I kind of think that's a cover-up and a lie. Like, I really don't think she did that. So hopefully she'll just team up with Deacon and they'll just wreak havoc and it'll be wonderful.
I need Deacon to shave that porn stash, though.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to go.
Quinn can be redeemed. Sheila put bumblebees, poisonous bumblebees, in a man's air vent. She sicked the Doberman on somebody. She tried to burn Lauren Fenmore and Sheila's own mama up in her house. She ran the Taliban like Sammy. You know, Sheila ran a militia group, too. And also, I'm going to tell you who else. Pammy. Pammy poured honey all over Donna and tried to kill her with a grizzly bear and was like, I'm bipolar. And now she get to be the secretary. So Quinn will be all right. You know who else was crazy? Tarkin.
Thomas blew Rick's car up and was like, what? He didn't
and
say
Morgan. Morgan let, you know, they rewrote that because a shark ate Phoebe. One of them, Steffi, Phoebe, one of them hookers got ate when she was a baby by a shark. My grandmother was mortified, and I remember screaming with laughter.
I was mortified.
My grandmother was like, I can't believe they did this. This is just awful. She kept bringing up Jay Bernard would know this. My grandmother used to watch Edge of Night. Back in the day, they killed some popular character in the 70s, and my grandmother quit watching the show. She said, I'm going to quit watching Bold and Beautiful, just like I did the Edge of Night, because they had to let that shark eat that baby. What a terrible thing for a mother to have. And I was sitting there as she's reacting. That shark ate that baby. That's what she get. She needs to quit having babies on Ridge and let Brooke be with Ridge.
Now, Jamie, you had a wishful casting about why you wanted Drew Garrett as Little D on B&B.
Yes, I do. I think Drew would be
great. And I love you for it.
Drew would be great. He could finally be reunited with his T TV dad that never was but should have been, Sean Kanan. And I mean, really, I mean, they need a triangle with Allie. They go, that would be a great, you know, because Allie's gonna be devastated when Lil Magic finally plays that record.
No, you did not call her Lil Magic.
Lil Magic! Lil Magic!
What is when, Lil Magic?
Lil Magic, Lil Magic, I am dead.
When Lil Magic finally plays that recording and ruins Oliver's game.
What does Lil Magic mean?
Would you quit making me Google stuff?
I'm watching Living Color.
Oh yeah.
Earlier this week, Jamie had me asking, "What was it? Sexy and what? What you had on Facebook?"
And Luke was like, "What does grown and sexy mean?"
And now you're talking about Little Magic. It's like make me have the good word.
If you have
it, wait. You had to ask him what grown and sexy
mean. I've never seen the phrase used before, and in his context, the photo, I didn't get the context of what he was trying to do.
Challenge on Facebook, and all of my family members are posting these strike a pose pictures of themselves. So I took a picture of myself with my eye cocked closed and my lips all pushed out, drooling.
Yes, let me see this.
And I said, "This is my grown and sexy picture. How about that?"
And I was, and then he had all these people responding about how funny it was, and was like, "I just
most
don't
of them
get the context."
Just did their own, like their own best, you know, I'm cute picture.
Yeah.
So I'm tired of my timeline being bombarded with this. So how about this? I'm finna show y'all grown and sexy. I'm finna show y'all me with my eye frozen closed, like I had some kind of fit.
Where? Where you Luke, at?
On Facebook.
It's weighed out on Facebook.
Oh, right? Hell.
Luke was like, "What does that mean?" But no, Lil Magic was a character on In Living Color, and Maya reminds me of Lil Magic.
Oh my God.
Because she is always somewhere, and she needs David Alan Grier to take
a picture. I see you on Facebook. You look cockeyed. You look stupid. You look...
Well, so now you know why I'm asking. That's... what the...
Well, I knew what grown and sexy meant, and...
being ironic, because all of the women were posting these, the put their best foot
forward. Oh, them prison house pictures. Ugh.
Like, well, this is what y'all look like.
All right. If it was a prison house picture,
there's a skit in comedy. If you have to explain the joke, you've lost it. That whoever came up with that never met my business partner. Mm-hmm. Luke would be in a comedy club going, "Okay, what did he? Now, what was that about?"
I can see him. Can you explain what that means again? Short ass whooping Luke's ass. I can see it.
Why does Seinfeld say the show is about nothing? It's obviously about four people who live in New York City who are brunettes. That is what the show is about. I don't know why he said it's about nothing.
I can see Luke getting beat up at a comedy club. I can.
No, Luke looked like he could hold his own in a fight, especially. Yeah. I'll take a picture of him. But anyway.
You better not take that picture of Luke.
Actor quid.
Jamie's getting me back for my pre-podcast shade.
No.
What shade you gave him?
Never mind.
I'm not a shader. I'm just a Christian, and I try to be. But, yeah, Quinn is on point. Quinn, the Bells, you know, now Daddy Bell would have had to do something with it by now. Because, you know, at a certain point with Bill Bell, you know, you just had to be shipped to the other show or you had to die in a trash compactor if you got too crazy. But Brad has redeemed many a crazy. So I
he
think
playing it until the wheels come off. And I love it.
Yeah. I mean, half of the people on there have done some... You know, Maya crazy taping that boy. If I was Oliver, I'd be like, "Oh, you want to go back to jail, huh? Lil Magic." I would call that black father and son and have them put her in some cuffs because she want to tape. You know, she want to play I Spy. She want to be Edward Snowden.
All Oliver have to do is just get a cup of water and threaten to throw it on her hair. Maya, flip that tape over to him real quick, bitch.
Well,
give me that tape.
I tell you what, old girl, let her know. Caroline was like, "Look. We were rivals before about Rick, but I got him now. Let me catch you coming in there. And you know, that's a lie, because ain't no black woman going to go in that damn steam room.
Mess up her ass.
Mess her hair up. And you know, she don't even use no perm on her hair neither. Nah, she wasn't going to that steam room because she was going
to come today. They had Foxy Brown jogging in the park.
No, that's a lie.
Upper curls and everything. I'm like, who broke this? Because our sister would not be in the park when I had that. I need y'all to get it together now.
She was in a steam room on GH. I haven't seen GH yet.
No, she was running in the park.
She was jogging in the park. She was running.
In the park.
No. But with your hair bumper curls and pressed like you getting ready to go to a club.
No.
Mm-hmm. And not tied up. No do rag. No do rag.
Well, this is a great chance, opportunity to transfer to General Hospital. Reagan, what do you think of Nina's brand of crazy?
I had that Indian hair.
If Indian hair. You're not running in the park with your hair exposed to the elements. You're not doing that. No.
Well, you know, I guess we finally have arrived, because how many times do we see Nikki Dubin's hair flawless getting on a horse?
Yeah.
And Erica Kane, that's who used to get me. I used to think as a kid, oh, when you have sex, you just look beautiful and made up. Because Erica Kane would be ravishing them men. And Marlena, too. And her would just be perfect.
Yes.
Do it, baby. Do it.
But on Wyatt, Olivia got on a do-rag in the bed with Brad.
Start having sex and see people look like monsters in the bed in the middle of it.
Reagan, what do you think of Nina and her unleashing of her crazy?
I like Nina's crazy. I keep hearing from all of you
Phyllis.
How much it reminds of early Phyllis. And I didn't get to see Phyllis, even the little bit of YNR that I did watch, it wasn't evil, crazy Phyllis like this. So I like it. I like seeing Michelle Stafford in this type of role, for me at least. And I'm liking it a lot. I'm having fun with it, at least.
Oh, girl, you having fun? Let's be damn real. Michelle Stafford is having a friggin' ball.
Michelle Stafford is having more fun on General Hospital than she had in the last 5 years of Young and the Restless.
She's having a ball. Man, well, listen, when that hooker Nina jumped out of that chair when that boy tried to blackmail her, I screamed. When she,
you know how time she's kicked that wheelchair?
No. Kicked the wheelchair, yes. But when he tried to blackmail her, she leapt out of that chair. She was like, you gonna blackmail who? When she was like, who's gonna believe a little cokehead like you? I was like, get him, girl, get him. Man, she knocked the wind out of his sails real fast. And I love her sidekick, Rosalie. They need to put her on contract, because that bitch is awesome.
And you know, that was the casting call that everybody thought was a recast of
Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That part reminds me of Phyllis, because you know Phyllis had Sasha as a sidekick.
And yeah,
I hope Rosalie meets a better fate than old Sasha, because Phyllis killed Sasha. Which
no,
definitely.
I hope
they never confirmed.
I think Phyllis killed Sasha.
Yeah,
because she was the last person in that hotel room for it set on fire. So
I hope that she stays around, because she, let's be real, and people have said it on Twitter, that woman, she is relatively a newbie in the soap game. She is owning Michael Easton. It's like Michael Easton, baby.
It does not take much to own Michael Easton.
Okay, I wouldn't say all that, but you know, I don't know what's up with Easton. I don't know if he's bored in scenes. You shouldn't be, because you are with Michelle. I am one of the baddest bitches in daytime Stafford.
Y'all know Michael
he's
Easton
been that way.
Slept
he's the
through most of his time on One Life to Live. But
I think that's just his stick. I don't mind it.
I think that is his shtick, but at the same time, it does look like he's bored.
I'm the missing Baldwin brother. I mean, he perfected it on Days of Our Lives as Tanner Scofield.
Well, you bad bitch, you need to stop. You need to still.
I think it's partly that, you know, he's 40 something still doing that 20 something brooding, you know, Jordan Catalano thing. And it's like, dude, you're about to catch Social Security. Let's stop.
I know. You're about to get
he got a little bass in his voice when Patrick was in there threatening Vampire Boy, Spike.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, he got a little bass in his chest, but I'm loving, okay, we know she has to play out the whole, you know, Nina's revenge against Silas and Sam, but we need her. We need Nina and Ava and scenes. That is her rival right there. We need...
And they sort of teased that, though, this week when they had Kiki in there. She goes saying, I know what my mom did to you.
Yeah.
It was
they're
starting to lay the groundwork
Silas first, you know, but they'll build up to that. And, you know, who knows? Maybe she'll be the one that causes that baby to go bye-bye.
Can we just pause for a second? Because before we move on to Rafe and Molly and Patrick, I have been thinking about this, and I am convinced that General Hospital is more obsessed with Lulu's, like, reproductive stuff than Hobby Lobby.
Too much
because
on the brain. Bam. Too much.
How many years has it been of Lulu and baby stories?
Man,
three?
Yeah, I feel like...
I am so sick of General
Hospital. How sick are you?
So sick. Of Lulu and Dante and this never-ending conversation about pregnancy and babies and everything. And then you add Olivia, who is an interesting character, but is being sucked into this vortex, and it's like, enough already.
You know,
just kill that extra child and be done with it. Break those two up and just put an end to this nightmare.
Go ahead, Mel.
At this point, I want Lulu's uterus to fall out. Like,
It should show up like a freaking melon.
You know what? They kind of remind me of Billy and Victoria when they had too much baby on the brain. They remind me of that's poor Charles's version of Billy and Victoria. So I'm like, you know, you would think in soap land when you finally get your child back and I got my baby back, you know, they would be like, so y'all gonna, you know, when they have the, you know, the spare baby in that thermos, what y'all gonna do with this one? Y'all gonna heat him up or y'all gonna keep him on ice? I was really hoping they would say, we want to get to spend more time with stupid named Rocco.
Poor name.
Oh, Lord, normal Italian name.
Yeah, no. What's wrong with the name?
Antonio is a normal Italian name.
No, it's not.
Dominic. No, Rocco. No, sit down. But anyways, I digress. We need to get back on that train. But I was hoping that they were going to be like, Lulu was going to be like, you know, we want to spend time with little Rocco here. We want to get to know him, bond with him, and whatever. As soon as she got Rocco, it was like 2 minutes later, all right, Dante, let's get this party started. Y'all live in a studio apartment, girls.
How about they get out of the one room apartment and then they worry about having another kid?
Baby stories are only good for tumbles down the stairs and mixed carriages caused by romantic rivals, switched at birth, and stuff like that.
And killing them when they're three.
My vote on soap babies is either send them to boarding school as soon as they're able to crawl out of their mother, or in the rare case of, you know, the Sierras and the little, you know, the GH little trio or quad now, where they're, you can find a great comic actor kid, fine. But send them to boarding school or send them off screen. I loved that Carly's children always had Mercedes or BMW or whatever that nanny was named. And, you know,
Leticia.
We saw them every once in a while in story. You know, if one of them needed to get shot in the head, a bomb get blown up in front of them. But it wasn't just baby on the brain. Lulu needs to read Lean In. She needs more to do. She's like a 50s house.
Get a job. Get a job, bitch.
And I half expect her to talk about, you know, with Olivia, I've got to get this pork roast on before my man comes home. He wants me barefoot and pregnant and cooking him a nice meal, and he's going to buy me a Cadillac. It's like Lulu needs more to freaking do than talk about having another baby. She doesn't even know what that first kid's boo-boo smells like. She hadn't even changed a diaper yet, and she's ramming to get another one crammed up in there. It's like, it's a show about hospitals. Let her become a nursing student. That could be a whole new story.
Or an admin or somebody there or some shit.
And they need a break. And they need to break Lulu and Dante up.
I
like both actors. I like both actors, but they just don't have the same chemistry that they did when Julie Marie Berman is there.
I didn't like
And that's not shade on M. I'm just
I disagree with you. I think they finally hit their stride as with chemistry.
They have chemistry, and I also think that the show needs a tentpole young couple. They need a Mac and Karen from Knots Landing, and everybody can't be hoeing. I don't mind them staying together, and I don't mind them having another.
You don't consider Michael and Kiki to be a tentpole couple?
I don't. But you know, they. I don't mind Lulu and him being that couple for the 30-something scene, but they need more to do than,
open up the Haunted Star or open up Luke's old club again. Luke,
why can't she take over Kelly?
She can do something.
Why is the mobster lackey running?
Yes, yes.
Why can't Lulu take over Kelly?
Yeah, she needs to take
over Kelly. I don't
want to
run in a restaurant. My God.
I'm sick of her running a restaurant and a bar. And
but that makes sense. That's in her family. That makes sense for her.
Come on, Sean, flipping flapjacks. Come on now.
She already did the Haunted Star.
Story potential in that, though, because Ruby ran it, but there was no Ruby was the old hooker meemaw. She needs a job that's gonna get her, she should show up
out of there.
She should show up at ELQ in a ridiculous business suit, that Maxie helps her pick out because she wants to be the secretary at ELQ, like her mother was, Secretary, or she should go. I really think they need to do a young nurses program at GH. That could be a whole reboot.
That's a good idea.
Have her be a nurse, have Kiki be a nursing student.
Well, didn't they do that with Sabrina?
They did that with Sabrina, and look how wonderful that turned out.
I like Sabrina, and I like Felix, so I guess that's just me. But there are nursing programs go every year, though. I mean, they could do another young nurses program. They could bring back Brooklyn. They could have three or four girls and two guys in a young adult nursing program and have drama there. Maybe Lulu's studying late at night with the hunky new nurse boy. Ron and them love to cast Abercrombie models. So maybe she's...
Who need acting classes.
That happens. Antonio Sabato needed them too. They have to grow and Ryan has grown. But Dante's worried because she's spending so many late nights. His anatomy,
Jimmy said a funny.
Better.
Maxie, Kirsten Storms, has pulled him up by the bootstraps.
He's grown on me every day. I think he gets prettier and prettier.
You were talking about acting, not pretty. He's plenty pretty any day.
He is gorgeous.
William made stars out of Shamar Moore and Tom Beards. Don't tell me God ain't able. Ryan Pavey will continue to grow.
I think he's gotten better. I was joking.
No, Michelle Stafford will slap hot piss from him.
Yes, she will. You know, and I think this regime gets that Michelle should not be in scenes with that boy, because when they first were, I can't believe it. It was like Michelle just had this look on her face like, I'm the motherfucker that came out of the coma. What the hell?
It gave Austin Peck a decade to learn how to act.
It's not a decade. Don't do that.
Ended up on As the World Turns.
He was in front, Berta Stories, not knowing how to act. Sammy, where's me?
Well, if you keep him naked, in your term, if they keep him naked, he'll be fine. He will be fine.
I would say that. They need to up that quotient, because Austin Peck was sleeping with one of them Brady girls every 5 seconds. They needed him penetrating.
Yeah,
but
the
guy was, someone
other than Maxie, because it's obvious they have him and Maxie.
Go look at Tom Beard's clips on YouTube, and I love that guy. But go look at him. I don't know, Cricket. I don't know.
I don't look at those clips.
But you need to see them, the old clips, because he was beautiful, and that's my point. Bill Bell was like, and it said, Michael Maloney said it in the autobiography. Bill Bell said, cast them pretty and they'll learn how to act. And he did it over and over again. Go look at Brenda Dixon. I cannot believe you're here, Catherine. She looking all at the ceiling. Why you ain't looking at Kay? What are you doing, Catherine? And God love her, but early Jeannie Cooper and some of them scenes too. Wow! If the story is there, it'll come. I'm okay with Ryan Pavey now, especially.
But they need him doing something other than police work. Because it feels like the police work, like the tough cop by the book cop thing sort of just makes the rigidness of his acting, it compounds it. But let's talk about something else. Yeah. Reagan, what did you think of Rafe and Molly and the crash? Do you think they're going to kill off Rafe, or do you think they're going to kill off Molly to give Alice a heart?
Shut up, Luke!
I think they should kill off Molly. The long-term story plan on that, or this like potential, would be fantastic. Killing off Rafe is like a must.
Lapulo told me to tell you got up. They're not
gonna kill off
Molly. With you?
Molly,
Molly to stick around just so Jamie can call.
We're gonna kill anybody. We're gonna kill Rafe before we kill Molly.
Why would they need to kill her?
They're not going to kill Molly, but I think they should kill her if they're going to have to kill one of the two.
Why? What storyline?
This isn't Sophie's choice.
I think it should kill.
I think that the next character that needs to be cast on GH in a 3-year, 10,000 an episode role contract, names only apply, is a driver's ed instructor. You need to do an old school promo. Look, that's who you get Susan Lucci for. Coming soon to General Hospital. She's a no-nonsense woman with her cones. I hear this town drive. Well, guess what? No one's getting in the car if they can't pass. Delicate Jane.
Delicate Jane.
or screw Lucci. You know them boys love them some Erica Slazak, some shit.
No, nobody want to hear. You can't drive! No!
Damn! Oh! Oh, look, it's either her or Robin Strasser.
No, it'll be Susan Lucci. When Luke goes to put that key in the ignition, he sees this delicate little hand with these red talon fingernails. Not so fast, Mr. Spencer. You haven't passed my driving test.
Ew, I don't want him pawing on her. Ew. Ah, Jesus.
I wouldn't wish the White Walker on Susan Lucci.
Oh, we
need to help. Oh, be a very special guest star as the new driver's ed teacher, because can't nobody drive in Port Charles, America.
So, Reagan, getting back to my question, what did you think of that whole storyline and them ending up in the hospital?
Well, what is your original question, though? Who should die, or what did I think about the storyline? Because if I have to choose between Molly or Rafe, I'm going to go Rafe.
That he's like that someone else made him do it.
That was a good twist.
Oh, I did like that twist, but it's like, dude, what did they have over you? Just a little bit of drugs? Exactly. I mean, the drugs couldn't be that good. I mean, what did they have over you?
Oh, Reagan, dope heads do less. They do more for less, girl. I'm like, what you talking?
Whoa. Well, I'm sure it's going to be, the twist is going to be that he didn't mean to kill them. He just wanted to run them off the road.
He said, I meant to do it. He said, I meant to.
Because he was told, but that, I mean, he was forced to do it.
Yep.
Who do you guys think?
Forced to do it, but just, we don't know if he was forced to run him off the road. I didn't see today's, but to run him off the road.
Whoever sold him those earrings at Claire's Boutique, he didn't have enough money. He didn't have that 1995 for the, you know, because they went ahead.
His earrings stuck those horrible things in his ears.
They gave him that disinfectant that they give it, you know, that sanitizer. They gave him that on credit. And boom, Keisha said, look here. I don't like that Mexican girl to be up there at General Hospital. You better. He was like, she's not Mexican. She's Puerto Rican. I don't care. Look at her. You better run her off the road because I went up there and asked her to, you know, give me some birth control pill for free. And she didn't let me. And so that's what happened.
You are so dumb. I think he may die because, you know, Big Alice done had, you know, her heart.
What's wrong with Alice? Let's just that fell out.
Yeah, Alice fell out. You know, Tracy keep him. You know, I like that they're keeping with that.
What's the matter with her?
Well, she, you know, she bust Tracy, and, you know, she had that heart attack, and I saw the wink, wink.
And Tracy stood over her.
No, she didn't. I saw the wink, wink, nudge, nudge that they did, you know. Instead of watching over her like she did Edward, she called the paramedics. So I saw what they did there. And Tracy being Tracy, and I love that part. She's keeping quiet on what Alice has on her. And Monica said today.
Yeah, I can't deal with that Michael screaming at Tracy. I wish she would just like in, like in those
old, him with her purse.
You know, they do it. You know, them old movies where you slap forward with your hand and then backwards. You know, she just needs to slap him about 5 times the next time he yell at her and say, "Burn your great auntie! Don't you ever scream at me again!"
Yeah.
Like, got streaks in your hair. Don't you raise your voice to me?
Yeah, like, but she
says to me, "Boy."
Yeah, she. Monica said today that she has a bad heart and she needs a heart transplant. So, da da da.
That's why it's either going to be Rafe or Molly.
It's not going to be Molly because she woke up, fool. She woke up and she talked.
Both of them were technically awake at some point.
No, Molly
episode.
Is she's talking and everything. Rafe was
that's
about to
awful.
Talk.
One of those children die for old.
No, Molly is fine. Molly.
See, that was my thought. It's like, why would you kill off Rafe? Just
well, he ain't been on the show for 6 months. You never
seen Rafe.
That's why.
What I'm saying is, if you kill off Rafe to give Alice a heart, and we very, very rarely see Alice, that really doesn't have any long-term viability.
It has the viability because he will die.
Molly,
he will, I guarantee.
Have the aftermath for Alexis and Rick.
He's just going to come back as a vampire.
So Rick's daughter should die while he's off smoking a Cuban cigar in
I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying the
yes,
long-term.
Yes, you did. Story. Don't you do it. Yes, you did. You said they should kill
yeah,
Molly off.
Long-term story to cancellation. Because when shows do that type of stuff, kill off beloved teenage daughters for no reason.
And she's a part Cass and I'm too.
I mean, no one cares about Rafe, really. I mean, he's a character from a spinoff show. It would be like them killing Jaleesa on the Cosby Show. No one cares! No one cares! It's not like they killed Vanessa. Moving on.
No, they said today that Alice needs a heart transplant. And as I was saying, because we know Luke ain't watching, Molly is fine. Rafe was about to tell Patrick, you know, why he ran them down on old Decatur
exactly.
Road.
Exactly. That's
and
exactly
he started
why.
Having off, he started having the fits. He started having
he
shakes.
Die before. Exactly. That's yeah. Classic.
What I thought was interesting today is now that Patrick's the only one who can do the surgery to save
No, Dr. Them. Obrecht made him. Oh,
I know, but he's the only one who can do it, and he was refusing to do it.
Well, no, he wasn't the only one because
he was the only one because Obrecht said that none of the other doctors were around and there was not enough time for them to get to the hospital if he was
Alice
going to have surgery. Rafe did not have enough time.
Alice so said that she was going to fly someone in because Patrick said that was unethical. And Dr. O, being the G that she was like, bitch, you suck it up and you get in that ER, fire your ass. So Patrick ain't had no choice. That was hot. Octo O was like, we all do things we don't want to do. I was like, damn, bitch. You
did
know,
she seem welcoming or whatever?
I think she seemed, you know. Well, you know with Dr. O, you can't tell where the wind blow with her. But she was like, I understand. She was like, look, we just do things we don't want to do. So get in there. As, you know, Silas was like, no. She was like, no, look at here. So he ain't had no choice. And then Sam tried to guilt Patrick. And Patrick, he rolled it.
I know, right?
Bitch, she was like, do you really want blood on your hands of Rafe? He was like, Rafe got the blood of my family on his hands. What the fuck you talking about?
Little baby pinata. He took the bat to him.
He killed Sabrina's glowworm.
Yeah, he got hot. And, you know, Silas trying to threaten him. If he does that, Patrick looked at him like, bitch, please.
Meanwhile, Robin is at the clinic playing patty cake with Jason. Patty cake, mm-hmm. Bakers, man. Bake me a cake. This is fast as you can. Patty cake, bakers, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. I mean, Dr. O, you know,
she done thawed Jason out by now. She just having to teach him. You know, how to be, you know, because he didn't have much brain.
Emotions.
No, left, so you know, she's probably like watching Skinnamarink-a-dink-a-dink.
Or telling him, oh no, or telling him 1 + 1 = 2.
He's
two
sucking his thumb, sitting in bed with a hospital gown on with a black leather jacket over him. I like this one, Skinnamarink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink.
But, you know, I mean, you know, because everybody was like, yeah.
Robin has sock puppets. She has a blonde sock puppet. This is Carly. Jason, this is me. I'm Carly. You're supposed to do whatever I say. And then she has this little sock puppet with this little curly dark hair. Forget about it. I'm going to take you to the island. I'm going to break some glass. And then she gets the sock puppet on. Then she puts this other sock puppet on with a leather jacket. He's like, why doesn't it talk? Because you don't talk!
But it was good. It was good. I mean, like, you know, because some people were like, oh, that's so unethical. That's like Dr. O operating on Anna. I'm like, no, we all know Anna's the baddest bitch. Anna will be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to take some penicillin and soup myself up.
Who says anything about unethical who watches a soap opera makes me want to go fling myself off my balcony like Marlena threw Stefano. Lexi Carver was everybody's doctor on Days of Our Lives. She was your gynecologist. She get diagnosed you with the breast cancer. She removed your brain tumor. And if your pet needed to be spayed or neutered, it was Lexi Carver to the rescue. Doctors and lawyers and cops are always freaking Dante is a cop and his daddy is the biggest coffee mobster in the West.
Well, let's talk about that coffee mobster.
It's Mel, so unethical on these shows. Holly used to be the reporter on Guiding Light. Holly was the reporter on Guiding Light when Blake was the scandal every time.
Wait,
you have a quote, Blake?
Wait. How far do you live up on you? I thought you lived on the ground floor.
Yeah, it ain't really that far, so I wouldn't. I might dislocate my shoulder, but I'd be all right.
Scrape your knee, fool.
Mel, what did you think of Sonny catching Delia with the USB drive?
Oh, Lord, it was so funny. Like, just pure comedy in these scenes. And watching Maurice and Ali play off of each other, it was great. Like, I love those scenes.
I was so happy because I was like, look, I got into a little Twitter dust up over it. Sorry, y'all. Because I was like, if Delia drunk ass get one over on my Sonny, I'm a beat. And I say, and you know, one of the chase riders was like, so it's every day, huh? I'm like, oh, you trying to miss Sonny, you bitch, you. But it's all
Sonny, if it wasn't for first Luke and then Jason, Sonny always would have had somebody getting one over him because he was so busy with his penis that he never paid attention to what was going on. He just, what sucks for him now is that Luke ain't his ace. Jason ain't his ace. He don't have that accountant anymore. If it wasn't Luke, Sonny would be put out of that house and would be selling lattes at Starbucks.
See, now there's what Hobby Lobby should be worried about is Sonny and his reproduction
problem. They don't care about that. They
I know, that's the point.
Viagra. Yeah, but anyway, I ain't gonna get political. you know, with Sean as an ace, Sonny is stuck like Chuck. Sonny, I'm here to tell you that Eva.
He came in as muscle today.
She killed. Sonny should be like, bitch, I know everything you finna tell me.
No, but you know what, Sean. Okay, if Sean is gonna be Sonny's muscle, he needs not to have a conscience because, you know, Olivia rolled up in there like Delia tried to get one over on psychic of Bensonhurst, and you know she got real Bensonhurst on Delia. Was like, look, bitch, and she called Sonny up, you know, because Delia lied and was like, I'm his assistant, and she was like, bitch, you ain't none of Sonny's assistant, looking like yesterday. So she called Sonny up. Sonny swooped in over there like a chicken hawk, and you know, after him and Jordan had that close moment in the park, Jordan needed to sit her bakuchi in some cold water because she got all hot flashes over Sean because they had a close moment in the park, child. Sean rolled up over there and grabbed Delia and was like, he looked so good at that park. I'm like, why isn't he naked? Why isn't the boys on GH naked? I'm like, when did Ron and Frank become the
she was food? Hungry. That close moment was her smelling his neck because she smelled patty melt.
When did Ron and Frank become Sandra D? They're like, whoop, you can't see our drawers. I'm like, why aren't anybody naked on this show? Wrong with y'all? It's summertime.
There hadn't been a lot of sex lately.
No.
Unless you're Alexis in Julian. They're the only ones getting laid.
Speaking of getting laid, Mel, what did you think of Billy and Chelsea this week?
You know what? They was hot. They have chemistry, and I like it. I just feel like how you say that boy's name? Burgess?
Burgess.
Jenkins. I don't want to get it right. Anyways.
Burgundy, huh?
He was about to get called Burgess like a burger. But anyways. Burgess Jenkins, he's good. He's a good actor. But I feel like he doesn't have that Billy feel. Like, he doesn't feel like Billy. To me, he doesn't. And I don't know. He just reads a little old for the role. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But it's just like, I would rather him just have been another character rather than have him be Billy, because he's not Billy.
They did too many recasts with that role. They should have put the damn character on ice. It's so weird. You're taking forever to find an Adam replacement, but you'll cast anybody as Billy. I'm waiting for them to call Jamie up, and Jamie be like, "Hey, Big Mama Jill." I'm like, "Y'all,
oh Lord,
I'm serious.
I would be like, great as Billy.
Anybody,
you'd be great as Adam too."
And that'll say, you know, the first thing. Somebody will be like, "Well, if he can play somebody white, then next thing you know, Pamela Anderson is Drusilla." So, no, we're not gonna do that. I'll be Lil Nate. I show up at Neil's house.
You can be Moses. You can be
Uncle Neil. Where y'all go? Y'all ain't got nothing to eat in here.
Moses.
You can be Moses, but I'm
Jillian.
Yeah.
They just need to. They should have put Billy on ice. Burgess is a good actor.
He's good.
I felt, I'm not going to lie, I said, you know, he should have been Adam. He gave me
that's what I get the impression. He
gave go me for that.
I agree.
I go
he
for that.
Gave me Adam vibe instead of seeing the friggin' claw every other day playing with himself on that damn computer watching Chelsea.
Oh, like, did y'all see Adam's henchman the other day? I'm like, there is no way Adam Newman hired Podrick from Game of Thrones to be his henchman. I was like, "Who is this cat? Where did Adam find him?"
They're doing too much.
You know what would be hot for who would be interacting with Adam, the Adam back? You know, if I was writing this show, Adam would be like, you know, I'd have some secretary be like, "He's here to see you." And then I'd have Rafe come in and be like, "What do you need me to do?" And, you know, and like basically kind of play that, like maybe Adam's once again letting Rafe lick a little licky-licky in order to...
toes, hey. Adam
is like, you know, just think it's Sharon. just to get Rafe to
Chelsea. Yeah, you know, I mean... My name is Rafe.
Your name is Chelsea today.
I think Burgess is...
He could even have him in that blonde wig that he wore.
Just put this on. Yeah, I think Burgess is a solid actor, but yeah, I agree with the PETA gallery. We need to see him.
Not Billy.
You know, he could, you know.
Billy playing shuffle.
If it is, he, you know, he's so earnest and aw shucksy that it's like.
And old!
I don't think he's old.
He doesn't seem old to me.
He's a little
old. It just looks like David Tom looked like he was still.
I don't get the old thing. I mean, y'all should have been. Look, get ready for your drinking game. Because
Santa Barbara, Sunset Beach, and Edge of Tomorrow. What else is there?
When Jensen Buchanan took over for and Hesh,
Another World.
Which is funny because I grew to love Jensen, but I was like these Burgess Jenkins fans where I was brutal to my grandmother because I didn't have a message board. I was like, "Who is that old wench? That is Vicky," you know, because she was a good 10 years, you know, and Eileen Davidson, who I adore. When she took over for Carrington Garland on Santa Barbara. So this is, Mimi Torchin. People think we're brutal. Mimi Torchin ran a cover story in Soap Opera Weekly.
What'd she say?
How Kelly was going to have to be older than Eden now because Eileen Davidson was playing that role. She sure did.
Ooh, Eileen didn't slap the piss out of her. I would have. But I mean, because I'm just going by how they were. You had Billy Miller, then you had David Tom.
They made a huge deal out of that. But, you know, I mean, this is daytime where Bill Horton comes back on Days of Our Lives looking spry and like he still has.
Yeah, but we don't see Bill Horton all the time, though.
We saw him at a very integral moment, Mickey's death. he and Mickey were 2 years apart. And he comes back like, I've been spying. And
he said, I've been using Botox. What?
You know, Sammy is looking at Bill like, Lucas, I should have been with your daddy. You know, and it's like, ain't he supposed to be 80 instead of 55? So, you know, they play fast. And, I mean, and EJ DeMira is freaking...
The prime
should
example.
Should be younger than Abby, Will, all of them.
Adam too.
You know, I mean, Burgess, it's not an age thing to me, because, I mean, it's hell,
for me.
You know, I think he looks the perfect part. I mean, with this show, we go from, I'd rather a character that's already grown and a father be aged rather than de-aged. I mean, we saw that Maria Bell had Diane Jenkins de-aged 20 years. I mean,
well, they're doing it here now with Phyllis too.
That's just a decade.
Well, it's not a decade. It's just a few years. But
yeah,
still.
7 or 8 years. That ain't even a full decade. That ain't
still. Like, think about it. If let's just say, I mean, we know Groz ain't coming back. Groz is like, screw y'all. But let's just say Groz decided to come back. Phyllis looked like she could date her boy.
Well, that
listen, they're going to have Drusilla come back, and it's going to be Willow Smith.
No, they're not going to bring Drew back because Drew is.
I was.
She joking. Is in the upper room. She ain't coming back. That's not Shoichi board for that.
I think Gina will work opposite Groz. I mean, Allison Sweeney and Catherine Kelly Lang both are like, we've been playing the parents of old people forever. You know, look at Melody Scott, too. I mean, when they first aged those kids, you know, she had those kids in the middle 80s, early 80s. And then next thing you know, they're grown-ass people screwing.
That could be ego.
Well, you know, and Eileen Fulton just flat out, you know, that's why she put that grandmama clause in. Because when they aged Tom... They said Eileen Fulton, what she told us, Luke, she told us on the podcast, I had a fit. And I told him, I'm not going to let y'all make me a grandmama on this show. And I said, see, you know, I mean, Susan Lucci didn't have that clause, but find a time that you ever heard Bianca's brats call her big mama. Or Kendall's.
And on that note.
Kendall's no hearing, boy. They didn't let them call Erica grandmama.
I can't wrap this up because we still have to discuss one of the bright spots of YNR, which is Devon, Hillary, and Neil.
Oh my God. Devon's starting to become a lush. I said, you joining the Nick and Newman club?
YNR has two bright spots because Cricket Blair is here to party with Nick and Newman, too.
I'm like, bitch, Nicky don't want your man. She can have him.
Yeah, but Cricket scolded her. I'm sorry. Cricket Blair said, I don't care nothing about you having no baby with him when y'all was in that cult. I'm his wife today, Trick, and you go in there if you want to. Now,
and
Cricket
still
Cricket had no idea that Paul would manage to gleep from his body.
My God. What is this, quantum leap? I was like, what the hell?
She didn't know that Paul was going to magically, you know, transport himself in there. Hey, Sully, I know you're talking to my boy and stuff, but can you take a break so that I can talk to him? I'm like, Dylan has so many magic visitors. I'm like,
is this
I don't know.
Like, what is this?
What drugs they had him on? Can I get some?
No,
it's the Twilight
I don't
Zone.
Want that. Uh-uh. I don't want
Mel, what did you think of Neil, Devon, and Hillary?
That's a great story, y'all. It's even waking up Lily. Crystal Khalil, girl, you didn't woke up. I don't know what happened. Like, did y'all see it today?
Yep.
Oh, my God. This is the first time I have ever believed that Lily is Drusilla's child. When she threw Hillary in that pool, I fell out. Because that's what Drusilla would do.
She works opposite
it
of Rock.
It was so good.
She works opposite Arrival. If you give her another female to... banter with, because I liked her with Chloe. I used to love her and Chloe going head up. Yeah. You know, if she has a good female rival, something in Crystal is like, oh, I get to play. Mm-hmm. You know, because, I mean, it has to be boring for her to only get to play lovey-dovey. And also with Daniel. I mean, I really hope they put, you know, Kane back in play. I know, as much as I used to bitch about Kane at Chancellor, now I'm like, okay, dude, you got a job there. You kind of need to go to work because Victor ain't caring about Chancellor, so somebody need to be at Newman Chancellor instead. You know,
what
Kane
is
Newman like,
Chancellor? What is that?
Kane is basically existing right now to be.
What is that? What is that?
To be Wally to the Beeve, to Devon's Beeve. Like, gee, what are you going to do to get your dad's wife away from, like, is this Kane who tests so high with the focus groups basically being a talk to?
Yes, but you know what I love? I'm like, Hillary ain't even let Devon whiff her muff, and he is drinking. He getting thrown over that. I'm like, damn, girl, imagine when you puts it down. Devon gonna be like, I'm gonna give you all my billions, and then Kay will come out of her grave and be like,
I wish they would bring Sophia back, because...
No.
Because the fact that was in the
lighting... No, Jamie.
You know she mistook her for the help that time. She was like, God, she thought I was the nanny. That would be so... I don't want what's-a-face back. I don't want her back. I want Robin Givens to play Sophia.
Then I would have to have Wyatt off of that.
I want Robin Givens to play Sophia, and they could be like, Sophia? Yeah, I've been in the south of France, you know, living the good life. And just have to come back and be like that bitchy ex-wife.
Sophia used to be chocolate, now she mocha now. Mm-mm. And I don't mean mocha.
Get ready, drinking game. If I could deal with a blonde Amanda Curry, a brunette Italian Amanda Curry, and then a flame-haired Amanda Curry, we can go from a mocha chocolate Sophia to a...
How about an American Amanda Curry?
Jillian, you watched when they used to go. They used to play Color Struck with them Nathans. First Nathan was dark skin with a Jerry curl. Next thing you know, Nathan is high yellow with green eyes and a gray streak.
I just thought it was I just thought about you another world. They had that olive complexion Italian
on a Devin, and then flame hair. You know, her mama didn't let her go outside. You know, Robin Christopher mama never let her go outside in the sun to keep that alabaster skin pretty. You know, and she was playing Italian Lorna Devin. So yeah.
I mean, technically, Robert Christopher is Italian, but it's like, where you get that redhead from, bruh? But, I mean...
What another world? Iris Corey went away. A white woman from America. She came back, good day, from down under.
You know, trick on the Bobby. I don't understand why people are so disgusted by the Devon, Neil, and Hillary thing. Because I'm like, hello?
That's good soap.
I'm like, hello?
Black people upset with it, and I believe it's because they're black. I believe that. I believe that psychologically we think, oh, that's okay for them white folks. It's okay for Nikki and Victoria to fuck Cole and sleep with Brad.
Reba, Josh, and HB.
Cause it's like black people are like, it's like, we don't do that. Yeah, we do. I know plenty of people back home that done ran through a...
Listen, between your malls and your schools and your neighborhoods, let's not worry about your...
Like, we don't...
But they loved Drew, Neil, Malcolm, and Olivia. They weren't changing. Like,
how did Bill Bell facilitate that the first time, though? Oh, she was drunk on cough syrup.
I'm like, give me a break. This is hot stuff. And technically, Devon is not his son. But then you'll have people who will say, well, Devon's not his son. No, but you have some people, Devon's not his son. And, you know, people like us, well, Devon's not his son. Well, Neil is too old. I'm like, Neil is not Victor Newman's age. Get out of here.
Even if he was his biological child, it wouldn't matter to me because that's soap opera. You know, Reba Shane got pregnant by all the Lewis men.
Yes, nasty.
And that was back when the show was red hot. You know, she was married to all of them. Billy, Josh.
Remember when Billy dragged her out of Josh's bed and back to HB's place?
That soap. I mean, Blake Marla slept with Philip, Alan Michael, and their daddy. India slept with Philip and Alan. You know, that's just soap opera. That's soap opera.
They keep saying it's the age thing. I'm like, he is not Victor's age.
I mean, just go back to showing them at the 1st and the 15th and having Neil be, yes, I'm not the boss to Victor. Yeah. I mean, you can't have it both ways. This is a great soapy story. This is the one thing this regime has gotten so right. Devon is viable. I have never thought I'd see the day. I'm like, they done had every 80s teen girl on that show to play his girlfriend. Rudy Huxtable, Vanessa Huxtable, Sandra Denise, Laura Winslow, Ashley Banks, none of it worked. Even my...
That's so Raven.
You know, yeah, that's so Raven. Then she was like, I'm looking at Victoria. But, you know... And it's like, he finally is off the chains in a hot storyline. With he and Michelle Morgan have killer chemistry.
Yes!
Michelle and Kristoff have killer chemistry. It's like, let it go, people.
And then some people are like, why does Emil have a business storyline? He had a business storyline, and then he hit the glass ceiling. He was Victor's yes-a-massa, and then Victor would not promote him. Then you had him being shown on the 1st and the 15th. Leave it alone. This is a good damn story.
Because I would love for Hillary to convince Neil, you know, why are you sitting here letting Jack have those Abbott brats be over you? You need to start your own cosmetics company.
Baby. Yes!
So Drew kind of was that for him. Like, Drew had to basically, you know, stick a prod to Neil a couple of times. She was like,
nothing you fuck, bro. Yeah.
I used to love that because Drew, she had her man's back. You need to march up into that house of Newman and tell Victor Newman what's up. You know, and Neil would be like, Victor, I hear that you're going to put Nicholas over me. Yes, Neil, my boy. Do you have a problem with
me? No, sir.
I don't. Then he get home, Drew, in there cooking them grits. You wasn't going to have that. No. Shut up, Drusilla. You just stay in a woman's place. No. But basically, I just summed up 20 years of story. I ain't going to be a model. No, you not. Not an if and you going to be my wife. Stay right here with me and Lily. I'm going to go over there and be a model. You ain't going to do that body, Neil. Then she come back and he messing with Victoria. Why are you messing with that white girl? So, yeah.
I mean, it's a good storyline. I would like for her, you know, I do want, Hillary is being too nice to Lily, because I want her to slap the hot fire out of her, because you know, once again, she puts the sister in the pool with her good term, too. She needs to let Lily have it. She needs to put some nair in Lily's, like, conditioner so Lily can go bald or something, because I'm like,
Would be hot. That would be hot.
Yes!
Remember that, when they drew straight to her, but that was her own fault. She went bald. With that hair product.
The
stuff from Japan.
Yes, when they went to Japan to find it, they were, when they were trying to battle, when they were battling with those two black hairlines. What were they called? Truvia is a fake sugar.
I don't know. It had a tea in it.
One of them. Tuvia and
Saffra, Safari.
Yeah, is that right?
Oh God! And Damon Porter.
Lily found the flower, and it was in Drew's bouquet. Yeah.
Yep. And remember, they had that one dude that Phyllis used to mess with. That was like he used to be Dylan Moody on One Life to Live, and he was.
Yeah. But well, I mean, this is a good storyline. I just wish they, you know, would let Hillary beef it up a little bit by doing what you said with the Drew thing and so forth. I just love the fact
they need to watch Rachel versus Iris on Another World on YouTube.
No.
Yes, they do, because that took Another World to the top of the ratings, and it was the template for a daughter hating her freaking rival who happened to be the woman her daddy was with. That show created that template, and they need to watch that, because Rachel did never shrink to Iris. It's like, okay, Hillary, you were an evil blogger. Big deal. It's time for you to tell Lily you the queen of that house. That's your husband, and she gonna act
like... She need to throw Lily up against that corner and pop her one upside her face.
Like, this is my kitchenette, and you are not gonna disrespect me.
Well, today...
kitchenette.
No, today, Neil, she, you know, because she's just, I love this. She feel that heat between she and Devon. She feel that fire, baby. She told Neil, she's like, we need to get a bigger house. We need to get a house. We need to get a house far away or something like that. Like, she wants a house and she wants to go on a vacation far away, because Devon is just like, you know you want me. And I'm like, It is hot.
That's
yes.
Blood and River. You know, when, because wasn't Reba mad? Yeah. You know, she was like, they need to do the Slutter Springfield with her.
It was in the storm. Remember the storm? Reba went over to Josh's house in the thunderstorm, child, and crawled in his bed. And Billy old cock blocking ass came in, dragged her back to HP's, and was like,
oh, yeah. You're right.
Get out of here, Reba!
Well, But she also told him, brought up all of that during the Slut of Springfield moment when she baptized herself. I see how you look at me like I'm naked.
Now there's who could come back as Sheila Carter. No. On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at DaytimeConfidential.com. No, Brian Franz would never approve of someone as old as Reeve. Or,
Lord, I'm mercy.
No, I'm That's not true. Saying anything. I'm not saying anything to shade Zimmer.
Brian Franz would come in with a stack of plates.
See, this is why you're like making fun of me and liking Helena Cassidyne doesn't hold complete water because of the fact that
a few oldies.
He never liked them.
He liked a few oldies but goodies, but no, Brian would be bringing it. If he took over CBS Daytime, he'd show up with a stack of Playboys. I've got our new cat!
Oh, yeah, my Nikki would be gone. He, too, should be in
the role of Nikki Smith is now played by
Jeff Moore. It's the new Nikki Newman.
We would encourage you to comment on this episode at DaytimeConfidential.com. Add us as a friend on Facebook, Facebook.com/DCConfidential. Follow us on Twitter, Twitter.com/DCConfidential. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
The role of Nikki Newman is now being played by Bree Williamson.
Janet Sullivan.
Janet Sullivan. Yes.
Sullivan.
Chat.
That's funny.
What a darling.